And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 3rd of June, 2017. It was on this day in 1800, President John Adams arrived in Washington for the first time. City still under construction, few stores and hotels, some shacks for the workers who were building the White House and the Capitol. It was swampy. There were mosquitoes, tree stumps everywhere. He moved into the White House. It still smelled of wet paint and plaster. Furniture had been shipped down from Philadelphia, and it did not really fit in those large rooms. Adams himself was deeply in debt. Personally, he had come very close to leading the country into a disastrous war with France. There was political infighting in his cabinet, and it looked as if he was going to lose the coming election to Thomas Jefferson. Nonetheless, the following morning, after his first night in the White House, he sat down and wrote to Abigail, "I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house, and on all that shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof." And he was defeated by Thomas Jefferson that year. But 150 years later, Franklin Roosevelt had the words from Adams's letter to his wife carved into the mantel in the state dining room. It's the birthday of Allen Ginsberg, born Paterson, New Jersey, 1926. His father, a high school teacher. His mother, a former member of the Communist Party. They loved poetry in the family, Poe and Keats. They read aloud. Ginsberg called his parents old-fashioned delicatessen philosophers. Went off to Columbia University, was expelled, worked as a merchant seaman, a welder, a dishwasher, finally graduated, was arrested for possession of drugs. Rather than go to jail, he pleaded insanity, spent 8 months in a psych ward. His mother went to a mental hospital suffering from paranoia. Ginsberg signed a letter authorizing her lobotomy. A few days after she died in 1956, he received letters from his mother, which he used in an epic poem called Kaddish for Naomi Ginsberg, 1895 to 1956, which many people consider Allen Ginsberg's poetic masterpiece. And it's the birthday of Larry McMurtry, Wichita Falls, Texas, 1936, author of novels set in the Southwest, The Last Picture Show, Lonesome Dove. Larry McMurtry, who said, "True maturity is only reached when a man realizes he has become a father figure to his girlfriends, boyfriends, and he accepts it." Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Sazer, "Weekends Sleeping In." No jump starting the day, no bare feet slapping the floor to bath and breakfast, dozing instead in the nest, like I suppose a pair of gophers underground in fuzz and wood shavings. One jostles the other in closed eye luxury. We are, at last, perhaps, what we are, uncombed, unclothed, mortal. Pulse and breath and dream. Weekend Sleeping In, Marjorie Sazer, from Beside You at the Stoplight, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.